Hi, and welcome to Menstrual Cycle Mastery with me, your host, Lisa DeYoung. I'm an educator, coach, and group facilitator passionate about exploring the menstrual cycle and the experience of pain or suffering many of us have. Using a mind-body approach and the menstrual cycle mastery skills, I support individuals to reconnect with their cycle and find relief, and I train professionals who want to guide others in this work. Freedom from suffering is possible for you, and there's so much more waiting for you on the other side. Let's dive in. Welcome everyone to the Menstrual Cycle Mastery Podcast. I have a guest here with me today, which I am very excited to introduce to you. So I have Aga Mirisch, and Aga is a graduate of the Menstrual Coach Academy in 2025. And yeah, we're here to chat about her journey in the program, her experience with menstrual cycle awareness. She's a mom of two. Is that right, Aga? Twins, right?
Yes, twin boys.
And she's also a business owner. And Aga was a very, very enthusiastic and very engaged student of mine in the academy. I really loved having her there. And so I'm so excited to catch up with Aga. It has been a while because we're now in early 2026. It's been a while, but it's actually nice to have had a bit of a break from our time in the academy and for us to chit chat about, yeah, how she's doing and her experience and what's new in her life. So you're very welcome, Aga. How are you today?
Hello, everyone. And thank you for inviting me. I'm very well. I'm very excited to be here. And that was a lovely introduction. Thank you.
You're so welcome, Aga. It's great to have you back. I really enjoyed having you in the program. So it's lovely to reconnect, even though it's on Zoom. Tell us a bit about who you are and your background and where you're based and all that, so the listeners can kind of get a feel for you.
Okay, so I'm based in London, but originally I am from Poland. But I live here now with, as you mentioned, my two twin boys. They are teenagers now, and with my husband. I used to do nails. I used to be manicurist and pedicurist. And then I had that wow moment that it's a time to change my career, which was totally unexpected, but also at the same time, kind of like non-negotiable. So at this moment, I'm kind of like a shifting from doing nails towards menstrual cycle coaching, which I'm just starting the little baby steps, but slowly but surely, I'm slowly getting there.
Yeah, that sounds really, I can't wait to get into that in more detail. That's wonderful. Okay, so from your experience of doing nails, you obviously have experience with running your own business, doing marketing, building relationships, speaking to women. You know, it's a perfect location to listen to women and to hear their stories. So I can't wait to talk with you more about that, because I can really see how your experience doing that will really help you in your work as a menstrual cycle coach. Before we get into that, tell us a little bit about maybe how you found the academy and what like drew you to this particular program.
Oh, that was an amazing moment, because I was doing some qualification regarding to my nail business. And then I just had that kind of like a moment and thinking like, no, I don't want to do it anymore. I really want to go towards menstrual cycle coaching. And at that time, to be honest, I wasn't even aware that there is kind of like a menstrual cycle coaching. I just had that feeling that menstrual cycle is so important in our life, and why we as a women don't really know too much about this. And that was initiated actually with fasting, because I have a fasting lifestyle and I read Mindy Peltz. And she was sharing some information about our cycle, how the hormones work, when to fast, when not to fast. Anyway, and I just had that idea in my head, like, why do we don't know that as a woman? I started to chat with my clients to what do they know about their menstrual cycle. It turns out that we mainly know, okay, when we have our menstruation and maybe ovulation. And that really was it. And I just had that constant thought, it's so important, it's so important. I want to know more about this. So I start to research menstrual cycle awareness, menstrual cycle coaching. And then amongst some of the other schools, your teams I came across. And I loved it because it looked very kind of like welcoming, but at the same time, very professional. And what mostly drew my attention was nervous system work.
Mm.
and trauma-informed approach. And I just had that feeling that must be something really important, and I would like to go that way. I would like to include a nervous system because I knew how important that is. I could also feel it as a mom and as a woman that our nervous system is actually our whole life, how we can relate to the world, how we can relate to ourselves. It's all connected with how do we feel and how we can regulate. So that was my main reason why I chose Years Academy.
Brilliant. Yeah. You are someone who's very, just even because I know this about you now, but even for the listeners, they'll start understanding this, that you're really listening to your intuition, Aga, and you're really following your curiosity even before, like, menstrual cycle coaching was in your head before you'd even researched it. So obviously there's a lot of like intuition there that you have, and you really honor your curiosity, and you started researching, and then you were listening to the women in your salon. So I love that. I love that about you. And then also you're very clear in terms of like what kind of lenses and approach you think are important. And then your experience obviously as a mom and running a household and a business, it's like, yeah, the nervous system is really important, you know, as we all know. So I love that. I love that you did that, and you just were able to kind of really tune into what was right for you. So tell us a little bit about when you mentioned the nervous system, like how would you have related to your nervous system before, and even the menstrual cycle? Like what was your experience with this stuff in yourself before you came on the program?
So before I came to the program, my relationship was ignorance, to be honest. I had that in terms of my menstrual cycle. I had some curiosities. I was well aware what is happening kind of like and where, but not in terms of like a feeling. Mostly it was like in my head. Okay, so my menstruating days will be here. My ovulating will be here. And my cycle length is this and that. And that was really it. Adding to that was also that kind of like a feeling that I need to be strong. I need to stay strong. I need to be strong even when I don't feel that good over my menstruation. So I need to push forward. I need to be focused like every day the same. I need to push myself every day the same. I didn't really look into menstrual cycle as a kind of like a cycle. It's a cycle that brings different energies, different powers, different vulnerabilities into our life. For me, at that time, it was just like a straight line with menstruation happening somewhere, ovulation, and the end of the cycle. When it comes to my nervous system, it was similar. However, I was starting to get open to what I'm actually feeling and what I'm actually thinking and how my thoughts are triggering my feelings. So I just had that sense somewhere deep inside. I just couldn't kind of like name it, and I didn't have tools to support myself. I was slowly starting to kind of like finding out certain tools, certain techniques, how to manage myself, how to manage my emotions, how to manage my feelings. Slowly, slowly, in a small steps, I was just experiencing them.
Got you. Okay. Yeah. So you were starting to kind of really tune in and open up more and get curious. Yeah.
But most of the time it was ignorance, to be honest.
So yeah.
Something was happening, but in my head was no, just, you know, keep going, stay strong. You know, you need to push, push, push.
Yeah. And we talked about that in the program, didn't we? You know, you're living in London. We're living in Ireland, in the UK, in the West, and then you have the Polish background as well. So there's all of that like cultural systemic piece that informs, that teaches us how to show up in the world, right?
A lot. And that was actually a thing on your course that actually blew my mind, because I was thinking like, wow, I never thought about this that way. I never thought how much my background matters in the way I present myself to the world, in the way I feel, in the way what demands I have towards myself. So that was eye-opening, and I heard it for the first time on your course. So that was brilliant. It puts a lot, like I gave it a lot of thought, and it was on my kind of like reflective practice a lot.
Okay, yeah. So maybe explain to the listener what you mean by that. What is the reflective practice? What was it for you? So just for context, in the program, in the Menstrual Coach Academy, we have lecture days and then we have process groups. And in between our calls, I encourage everyone to do something called reflective practice. So it's a worksheet that you do, or you can do reflective practice in your own way. So you're reflecting on not just the content in the program, but also your experience of the content. So that's what Aga is referring to. So yeah, tell us more about your experience of that. And then when you talk about the aha moment you have with this, so because we're kind of jumping ahead now, but it's okay. So we're talking about the systemic, like Aga's talking about the cultural background of where you come from and also the ancestors. So tell us, we'd love to hear about that.
So yes, starting with reflective practice, as you already explained, yes, we did have some lectures, then we have some practice sessions, and then we always have some kind of like reflective questions. And at the very beginning of the course, those were just the plain questions, and I maybe gave them like maybe 2 minutes, thought, and that was it. The further down we went with the course, it started to open up. And it started to open that kind of like a need for reflection and that space to reflect. And it opened a whole new level of understanding myself, at looking at myself as a person with all sorts of different dimensions, as you mentioned, the place where you live, the place where you were born, people you grew up with, people who shaped yourself. And when I started to look at that, and I started to also chat with my clients, and so we started to see certain patterns, for example, like we need to all stay strong, like we need to all push no matter what, however bad you feel, you just need to push and push. And that all started to make sense. And then what the reflective practice means to me, it just gave me that extra reassurance and that extra space to actually take care of myself and of my feelings, and kind of like notice my feelings, notice where I am in the world in relation with the place where I live, with the things I have to do, with the role as a mom, as a wife, as a, for example, business owner, or as a friend, and the background, my ancestors, the line, how we were brought up, what kind of like feelings that brought. What was the main kind of like a theme when you're growing up? Just, stay strong,
Yeah.
don't cry, nobody. And I'm not saying that with a blame, not at all,
Yeah.
but nobody really ever put any kind of like a thought towards how do you actually feel.
Yeah.
Everything was just based on surviving,
Yeah.
if I might say that.
Yeah.
And even though I didn't experience any war, like my grandparents, for example, but still, you would just sum this up as the survival. And nobody really was actually even thinking about feelings. How do you feel? What are your challenges? Everything was just based on survival, if I
Yeah.
can say that, but not
Yeah.
in a bad way. And again, not in terms of like blaming anyone. It was just the living without curiosity. What is happening, kind of like a backstage.
That's so powerful, Aga. I get shivers when you every time you talk about that, because I know so many people can really relate to that. I love the respect you speak with as well to towards your background and your culture and your upbringing and your ancestors, because you're right, there is no blame in this. Our ancestors, your ancestors had to survive, Poland in during war times and lots of other things happening. And then you being like the grandchild, we're coming from those lineages, aren't we? Where our parents, our mothers, our grandmothers, etc., the way women were not just conditioned, but they had to be in survival mode in order to survive, right? There was not a lot of nourishment and pleasure and rest and relaxation and being able to just, be in their feminine.
In a
Yeah.
mind, you just have to push, just have to push
Exactly. Yeah. They
and
had
stay
to.
strong.
They had to push and stay strong. And the reason why I love that you are saying this is not a blaming thing, it is what it is because our generation and when we find ourselves in those same patterns, it's not because we're doing it wrong or because we have created stress in our lives. It's because that wiring is in our system and it's in our lineage. And it's very hard to break that wiring because when we stop the pushing, that's actually quite hard to do, isn't it? It's hard to, it's not like, oh, like we realize this and then we change our behavior. It's hard to do because then it brings up a lot of anxiety and fear of not survival, is what I'm trying to say. So, did you experience that when you started to see these patterns? Like, was it hard for you to then rewire a little bit and change your way of being?
It was a process, and I'm still thinking about this as a process. I'm just unpacking this on a different level. So once I achieve one level, then there is another level to unpack. But to be honest, I just love that at this moment because it shows you how deep the whole structure is. And yes, it was very difficult at the beginning because I was attached to being strong, and being strong was very kind of like a strong part of me. So, in order to kind of like unpack it and just look into it, I just had to accept that first. And my favorite word, also from your academy, was curiosity. I was just observing. I was curious. I was asking questions. I was asking questions, do I need this? Does it support me? And yes, it does support me sometimes, but sometimes it doesn't. So just finding the ways when it does support me and I want to use it as my power, and then finding the ways when it does not support me and I can let it go. And that came with such a huge relief. And also finding out the experiences of other women, how we are all dealing with that, how we are all have that kind of like in mind, that pushy thing. But then you can just let it go, and you can just experience that lovely kind of like relaxation that comes with it, and unwinding and being in feminine and being with like a capital B, being, not doing, just being, feeling. That was all new dimensions to me that I didn't really have before, when before I was just doing, knowing, very masculine way. So it was challenging at the beginning. But now I can see much more benefits from also reflecting, but at the same time, letting go of that strength and just allowing myself to be there in whatever kind of like weaknesses. I'm saying that it's not like a weakness. It's just what I kind of like perceived as a weakness, that it really wasn't, and how I looked, even what kind of like a pressures I gave to my boys. Because in my head, I was trying to either stay strong or I wanted them to stay strong. And then allowing myself to show certain weakness, ask for help, or just say, I don't really feel like doing something, or I need the rest. Open again at the whole new level for them as a young gentleman's growing up, and also open a new way for my husband to show up as a man in his masculine. Because I just allowed a little bit more space to just allow myself to, not to be weak, but I'm not finding any other word at this moment, just to
So probably
myself
softer, less
yes,
in your
to leave
defense.
that kind of like a being strong thing aside.
That you don't have to be the only one that is in the in that role, right?
Yes.
Like, gosh. So what does all of that have to do with menstrual cycle coaching? I'm curious about that. What would you say to the listener who is like, well, what does like all of this have to do with menstrual cycles?
For me, it was all connected. First of all, like menstrual cycle awareness gave me that idea that it's not a straight line, that it's a cycle. It's a cycle where your energy moves up and moves a little bit down, and you just finding yourself within that circle, and that energy is changing. So if you have a bad day one day, it doesn't mean that it will be like this every day. And just adjusting with your mind and with your body. And then all sorts of different emotions are coming up. So, for example, being strong and pushing myself, for example, around menstruation time. So, for me, letting go that part of me around menstruation was a huge game changer, even though it took me the longest because it was sitting so deeply in me that whenever my menstruation came, I just like immediately jumped into that stay strong, focus, like do even more. And I wasn't even aware that I had that in me until we started to work out with menstrual cycle awareness and with our powers and our strengths, but at the same time with our kind of like weaknesses and vulnerabilities. I'm sorry for the
It's
pronunciation.
okay. It's
Terrible
not an
word
easy
for
one.
me. So, yeah, coming back to your question, I think it has a lot because it's a reflection that helps to look into your emotions, into your feelings, into your personality with the lens of the whole social, cultural thing. And how do you relate to that in your world? But also, how do you relate in different parts of your menstrual cycle? And also another thing that was connected to that, which I've learned also obviously in the academy, if you push too hard when you are on your menstruation, then you won't have enough strength and power when it comes around your ovulation time, when naturally you are a little bit more powerful and open to the world. And when I started to observe that with curiosity at the beginning, and just I was trying to look, how do I feel during those certain moments? I've noticed, like, oh my goodness, it's a real pattern. It's a real pattern. If I give myself some rest, not only I feel better, my family around feels better, then I'm really feeling that energy growing up when it comes to inner spring and inner summer.
Wow. So
But
you've
hopefully that
experienced
answered that.
it does. It really answers it so well, Aga. Thank you. And it's lovely to hear how you are experiencing it in your family as well, and you're seeing the ripple effect in your life ever since the program. Really,
Yes,
really nice.
definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely, yes. Obviously, sometimes we all have our ups and downs, but for me, even being more communicative and trying to express what is happening and trying to explain to either my boys or my husband, like, oh, I need some break, or for example, crying, because one day before my period, I'm usually into the crying mode. I was always like that. I always accept that part of me. That was the only thing that I was like really accepting. This is, I just assumed this is what menstrual cycle is just coming with for me. So just explaining, for example, to my husband and to my boys, I'm not crying because I'm sad or I'm angry or you did something. I'm just crying because I'm just releasing myself. I just need that release. I just need that cleanse. I feel great with that. I feel
Beautiful.
great with that. Even though, sometimes I am a little bit, nervous or something, but it's not because of you, because or sometimes they do take things personally. We all do,
Yeah.
obviously. But just explaining how do I feel and that it's not related to them. It's just how I am, how I'm presenting myself with that energy of menstrual cycle. Or for example, when my husband would say something and I'm in my inner autumn and I'm just, wow, going straight for the no or some boundaries, or my language might be a little bit stronger, let's say that, let's put it that way. I'm thinking like, oh, okay, I'm here, that will be. And my husband, sometimes he also has that funny saying, and he will say something, I will reply something angrily, and he's like, oh, I know what is happening here. I'm not going to go into the argument here. So it's a fun, and
He
it's a fun.
holds his boundaries too, I'm hearing.
Yes, it doesn't
Yeah.
work all the time
No,
as
I know.
perfectly, but yeah, we are. I think we will slowly get there.
It's so beautiful. And the reason why this is makes me so happy for you is because for the people who love the science, okay, for the science nerds, when we have enough safety to no longer be in the bracing hypervigilance, you said having to push all the time, working hard, kind of being really strong on the inside because of that upbringing, right? And life in general. When we have the safety to let go of some of that, our nervous system has more space to go into the ventral vagal, the rest and digest. And that brings a lot of, it creates an environment in our physicality, in our body for healing to occur. It's very difficult for healing to happen when we're always in that fight flight mode, that bracing mode. Even if you're on the best diet plans, you're taking the best supplements, you're getting the best therapy, You're doing all the things. It's just it's just very hard to get the healing when we're just blocked inside, when we're really like in that bracing. So the healing happens when you have the safety to do the relational work, which is you're doing. And then the cherry on top, which I'm hearing from you, is that you are in a very supportive family where the pieces are kind of falling into place and people are stepping into their healthy roles. And Aga no longer has to be the leader, and you can be supported and held, and your husband can lead, and your kids are stepping up too. And you're still leading in different ways, but it's all like I'm hearing a lot of like balance in your family dynamic, which is beautiful.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
We're trying. It's not always perfect,
No.
but yes, we are trying, especially trying to stay as open as we possibly can with our communication.
Yeah.
Sometimes it is difficult because we all have certain, I don't know how to say that, maybe some issues when we either don't want to share or we are angry about something. But most of the time, yes, I'm especially like myself, I'm trying to stay open, especially where I am in my cycle and what we might expect.
Yeah, and you're being
That.
really transparent and you're being very respectful and kind and you're educating everyone, and there's no resentment, which is what I'm hearing. Your husband and your kids are open-minded and also you're able to receive the help from them. And I love that when you said about I can let myself have a cleansing cry. That's so healing because again, going back to the science, when we have suppressed emotions, which is what happens to all of us, as we move through life, the menstrual cycle is a vehicle that where our emotions become more available and accessible to us as we lead up to menstruation. But because the way we're conditioned, that can make us feel really vulnerable and quite unsafe or unstable. But when you have these skills that you have that you've learned, you now feel safe with your feelings and also accepting, and then you're able to communicate that with your family so they're not taking it personally, or reminding them to not take it personally,
Yes.
which I have to do too. And then you then don't feel like you have to mind caretake them, their emotions, if they're feeling uncomfortable with your emotions. And all you have to do then is just give yourself the space or privacy maybe to have that cleansing cry. I know when I have a cry like that, I feel great after.
Yes.
So I'm so glad you have that. Okay, let's go back to maybe some more questions related. So with the course, what was your experience like for someone listening who is curious about the course? What would you say? How would you describe your journey in the program?
Oh, that's a great question. So, because as you know, I had that great aha moment when I came to the course, my expectation was to gain knowledge, more and more, studying, knowing everything about the hormones, about all the little things they do and our body and everything. And then we find out that reflective work, the inner work, practicing amongst ourselves, and also having that group of women who can share their experience, and that not everything is connected to the just the basic facts and just the knowledge. That was probably the best thing that ever happened to me. And I remember you saying to me at some point, feeling overknowing, and I keep reminding myself sometimes when I feel stuck with something, and I just have that, thought in my head, oh, I don't know this or that. And then I'm reminding myself, feeling overknowing. And that was my biggest takeaway, because basically what we've learned is how to feel our bodies, how to feel ourselves. And it's way more important than just a basic fact. Obviously, knowledge is important. I'm not saying that it's not. However, the amount of knowledge we have and blended with experiencing ourselves on the course, for me, that was the best thing ever, because I honestly looked at things from a different angle, from a different perspective, and lots of things started to make sense because we were just allowed to feel ourselves, to feel ourselves in relation with others. To feel ourselves, for example, with a fears like I had that fear that I don't know enough, coming to our good enoughness, as we also did on our practice session, which also sticked into my mind. And I keep reminding myself about good enoughness. And again, how you relate to that in everyday life, in our everyday roles. So having that opportunity to feel was a huge thing for me, was life changing, because before, I honestly, as I mentioned at the very beginning, I was just ignoring myself. I never had that kind of like experience with feeling myself, with feeling what I'm feeling. It was just thinking what I'm feeling and not actually feeling. And we used to start the session with you with the orienting exercise, which was brilliant because it just brings you back to your body and just reminds you that you're not only your thoughts. You are your body. You feel, you have the feelings, but you also feel your body and you feel your emotions. You feel your pain or you feel your excitement. And that's all in there and that's all connected. That sometimes when we cannot find certain answers and we are just tired of looking for them, researching constantly, we can always just come back to ourselves and just feel, even if it's just the pain that you feel at the beginning, just feel that pain. And then you will have strengths and you will have capacities. Honestly, this is my experience. You will have strengths and capacities to kind of like a deal with that pain or deal with that sadness or that not being good enough feeling. And again, I'm sorry, I know it's quite long, but another thing I wanted to say, which was a huge thing for me, I think it was the bonus material that we had from you, was the inner critic work. That was a huge thing because we just think, okay, inner critic, yeah, our luteal phase, okay, some thoughts might happen, but you present that so beautifully. You just put this onto different kind of like levels. And when I was doing that, I was always like, oh yes, I do have, oh yes, it's that. Like, wow, I didn't know. Again, knowing, but that was brilliant because when you connect knowing and feeling, you will have beautiful results. And
Oh.
just that connection, you know something and you feel that, and it all makes sense. It makes a lot of sense compared to just knowing. It
Yeah.
makes a lot of sense. So, yes, if I can say my biggest thing, feeling over knowing and connecting them together, knowing and feeling, and that gives you a beautiful result.
Amazing, Aga. You've explained that so well. Thank you. Thank you. And I know the listener is probably thinking, oh, that makes a lot of sense too, you know? Because, like, and I really appreciate that because I take a bit of a, in my work, I take a risk in that I feel a lot of pressure to, from the world, not from you, but from the world to just have loads and loads of information in my program and just teach stuff at people and, you know, kind of do like the memory test thing and lots of information-based teaching. But I just don't think that that's helpful. I think that's part of the problem. And it's actually hard for me to resist that pressure, to kind of say no to that pressure. Obviously, there's loads of information and we have a reading list and there's like other places you can get information, etc. But even just speaking personally, like my own personal journey with menstrual cycle pain and chronic pain, I used to be that person who was researching all the time, Googling things, trying new things. I bought like so many different books and tried lots of different diets and, you know, became an expert in all these different things. And then I realized like this is just all too overwhelming for me and I had to try a different way. So I really appreciate you saying that like both are important, but in particular, like the integration, the relating piece, the reflection, the feeling our feelings and the exercises, the nervous system work, and that's where you got the best results. Because yeah, it's just sort of like evidence for me that we
Yes,
must
and
be doing things right.
exactly, and we definitely need to experience that because I
Yeah.
didn't have that experience before, so I wouldn't know how does it feel, how it actually is if you connect those two things together. So if you would only have information, 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 just memorizing, I would probably also get tired, even though this was something that I was craving, this was something that I wanted. But when you showed us that kind of like a feeling side and connect to your body, to your own feelings, just experience them, be with them. You just have to experience that. If you don't experience that, you might still think, yeah, I need more knowledge. But if you experience that, you can just come to that kind of like a balanced point when you just feel that you're in a good space.
Yeah.
It has to be experienced. So it's brilliant work that you are doing. I can totally understand that pressure of information, especially in this world now. But I'm glad that I chose your course because I'm glad the amount of information was balanced with amount of like an embodiment
Embodiment,
and feeling that. That was amazing. And only the fact that I was able to experience that gave me that trust in that tool. Because if I would probably just read about this, I probably would think like, no, I prefer the knowledge. So for me, experiencing that was a huge aha moment.
Got you. And so why would that be important for coaching and teaching and facilitation and bringing this work to, because I know we've talked about you, like your personal relationship with it, but for someone who is thinking, okay, well, how would that help me with my coaching work? What would you say to them?
I would definitely say that it helps you to connect. It helps you to actually think, feel what is happening. Because if we only think it, our thoughts has amazing way to kind of like lie to us. And if we are only thinking, we are very biased towards just one interpretation of the situation or the world. When we are allowed to feel, we can experience world more in kind of like a 3D than 2D. So how does it help? It helps because it helps you stay connected to your feelings, but also helps your clients stay connected with their feelings. Most of the time, we don't even know what we are feeling because we think our emotions, we think our feelings, we are not connected to our body. We don't, okay, we might know if something is painful. Okay, I know that it's painful, but how do I feel when I'm nervous? How do I feel when I have that urge to cry? How do I feel when I'm excited? And just stopping for a moment and just having that moment to actually, okay, let's just feel it. Okay, I feel it either in my chest or I feel it, I don't know, in my hands or in my legs, wherever. And that changes perspective and that helps you to connect more on a deeper level to your body. And that helps to connect to, I would say, like a deeper issues that are beneath our kind of like problems.
Got you.
The problems are more in our kind of like a head, thought driven, but what is actually like really happening is mostly in our body.
Yeah.
And we just feel it. So we just might give our thoughts certain interpretation, but then what is happening down there in the body, in the feelings, it brings you closer to the solution.
Totally, yeah. And it helps you to see what's going on for your client, right? So
yes,
like we talked about in the course, how like the women, like take for example, a lot of women who are really struggling with their cycle with PMDD or endometriosis or maybe a really difficult perimenopause or something, there is so much urgency in the feeling space. And when we only approach that work from a intellectual, like information-based sort of route, we're missing the piece, you know. And then because you're so connected as a facilitator, as a coach, as an educator, you're able to see the urgency without taking it on and then, you know, going into panic with your client and both of you being in urgency together,
yes.
Which isn't helpful, you know, so you can remain a really grounded presence and support them through all the feelings and the emotions that they're navigating without making decisions from urgency.
Yes, that's true. And also showing your clients that there is that part when you have something different than just your thoughts you can feel. And when I'm speaking either with my still nail clients or with my clients that I started coaching with, we don't even know that we feel. We are aware of emotions, but if you ask someone, how do you feel? They would reply mostly either good or bad.
Yeah.
They can't go
I'm
any
fine.
Deeper than that. And then when we challenge ourselves and we just say like, okay, let's just be curious about this. Let's just see. Let's just have that 2 minutes or maybe 5 minutes. Just focus on yourself, on your feelings, not your thoughts. It brings us to a different level. And it's always helping and always speed up finding the solution.
Yes, absolutely. You get to the root much quicker, don't you? Yeah.
Yes.
So, Aga, I've loved hearing you talk about the program and thank you so much for all your lovely words and for helping people listening to get a sense of it. It's really great. Tell us a little bit about, have you been coaching people? What's been happening for you since you graduated? Do you have a plan? Just curious about that.
Oh, yes, a lot of things is happening. So I had some certain idea when I was finishing who my client would be, if I'm going to work with a woman of certain ages or certain issues. I was, and I still am very passionate about spreading the words of menstrual cycle awareness and menstrual cycle in general with men. I think they are a very important part of our lives, either as our partners, husbands, sons. So it's very important for them to being in that story, being part of that story. They have daughters, wives, sisters, friends for women, and for them being able to understand that and see our perspective and being part of that story is very important. So it can help to build relations on a deeper level and understand ourselves. I started a coaching slowly.
Yay!
I'm going to narrow down a little bit my roots, and I'm currently drawn a lot towards perimenopause and menopause with all the new stories that this chapter of life brings. And at the same time, as I said, just spreading the words to men and opening dialogue with a man, what they want to know, how they relating to us when we are going through changes with menstrual cycle or with menopause. So yes, this is mainly what is happening.
That's so exciting, Aga. That's wonderful. So you're working with, you're moving towards perimenopause, menopause. And I love that, again, it's that curiosity, that intuition, where your desires are guiding you and where maybe the clients are coming to you as well, you know. And that's something great about this work, is that even though we're working with like quite a niche subject matter, like menstrual cycle coaching is very niche, but if you think about it, you can go in lots of different directions, can't you? And I know you talked about doing corporate talks as well and working with men, and you know, there's people in the program who are working with girls and mothers and different issues and areas of life, because perimenopause and menopause, that's a whole other transition phase to work with, you know. And it does require, yeah, like a special touch for that particular client. So have you started working with clients? How has that experience been for you?
It was huge, but what I need to say, what helped me to stay kind of like focused, was that inner voice of curiosity, which I've learned from you, being curious, open-minded, but at the same time, staying also focused on how am I feeling, and the grounding exercises. How has it been for me? Great experience. I'm still learning. I'm learning a lot. I'm adjusting. I'm still working on my program, adjusting, learning, seeing what we need in terms of like, what are the basic needs? Because I'm not working with very serious issues, like, for example, endometriosis or PMDD. The clients that I have at this moment, they are more in the kind of like curiosity stage, like, oh, wow, menstrual cycle. What is that? Like, what is happening? Like, do I really experience that in a different way? Are we really different kind of like each day? How do we relate to that? So my work at this moment is mostly based around menstrual cycle awareness about inner seasons, how our energies are changing. And also what shows so far with my clients, we really have a lot of needs to just being heard and being heard by a person who can actually listen to you and be curious at the same way with you, what is actually happening, instead of just finding the solution and it's being done. Just being there, listen to your experience. And my experience so far as a beginner coach in that field is that we didn't, the women that I spoke with, we didn't really even have a chance to experience ourselves and to share our feelings and to be, even though we all have friends, we do have best friends, and we are in like a lovely and feminine environment. Sometimes we just need someone to be there and just to listen and to listen to all your fears, all your worries, and without giving you any, without any expectations. Just being there and just being curious and just showing you ways that your life is not only happening in your head with all the thoughts that you think, it's also happening in your body, and you have the feelings and you can feel your body, you can experience that. And that experience brings you kind of like a different dimension to your world.
What a beautiful gift you're giving your clients, Aga. It sounds so gorgeous. And I love that you're so embodied in the work yourself, you know? You're so integrated in it and you're creating a beautiful, like a very safe container for women to get to know themselves and to be heard and to be vulnerable. Oof, I just feel this exhale as I'm listening. I'm like, oh, I wanna work with you.
Voice
It's
exhales
so
are a big
gorgeous.
part of our work, because for like the orienting exercises we were doing with you at the at our practice sessions, they are staying with me. I still remember our first orienting exercise, honestly, and it brings shivers still to this day, because for, well, I can't say for the first time in my life, because obviously I felt things before. Obviously I had my lovely boy, so obviously we all feel, but I still remember that feeling and that thought, like, oh my goodness, I feel that. Like, I really feel that. And so I'm bringing a little bit when we are starting, when I'm starting my sessions with my client, I'm always bringing that few minutes of just being there, keeping holding our hand on our heart, breathing a little bit, feeling, asking the questions, like, does any part of your body say anything to you? Just feel your body, just be there in that moment, be with yourself, be kind to yourself, and just breathe. And oh my goodness, just that 5 minutes brings you on totally different level. And you're just open in different ways. Sometimes, you know, my lovely ladies, they would just come and they would just start straight away with chatting, like, oh, this happened and this happened and this happened. And then we have that 5 minutes. Okay. Well, a little bit of a, you know, of a self feeling, let's say it. And then it's a different story. So yes, thanks to you.
Completely
Thank you for
changed. Well, you're
showing me
obviously.
that. Thank you for showing me different world.
Oh, you're so
Amazing.
welcome, Aga. And thank you for receiving it and being so open-minded to my crazy approach.
Oh, it was beautiful. I can't recommend it enough. It was amazing. It was amazing experience. It just showed me different world. It's like I would be living somewhere here in that world, and there will be whole new world unfolding. Whole new beautiful experiences unfolding. And I'm still using that every single day when I'm being angry or I'm being happy. I'm always just giving myself that moment. How do I feel? How do I really feel? Not what I'm thinking. How do I feel?
Coming back into yourself. Yeah,
Yeah.
beautiful. Wow. Aga, you're such an inspiration. You really are. I love listening to you. I could chat to you for hours. And I will say you carry this inner healer within you, and it's so lovely to hear about the beautiful women that you're bringing this to, and the men and your family. And yeah, we have to stay in touch, Aga, and I want to hear how it all goes. Do you have somewhere where people can find you and your work? Are you on social media, or do you have a website?
On basic steps on Instagram, yes.
Basic steps.
Yes, which is
Oh.
called, I will say this in Polish and then I will say this in English. So in Polish it is called cyklicznie Agamir, which basically translates to cyclical Agamir, which just means cycle thing in general.
Okay, and what and it's is it basic steps, basics dot basic dot steps?
Yes, well,
I'm
I'm
just.
sharing the basic knowledge at the beginning, and yeah, I'm just working now. Literally, right now, I'm working on the with the men I know, sending them a few questions what they want to know. Men are really excited. All the men that I spoke with, they're like, yeah, I want to know. Like, oh my goodness, I've got my wife, I've got my daughter who is like teenager now. Like, I want to know. So I'm sending them certain questions, and I'm working on putting on Instagram some posts for with information, just well, not just for the men, but for a man, for them to understand a little bit better what is happening.
Beautiful. It's so important, and it's great when men are part of the support system, isn't it? And
Yes, and I'm sure
they're
with
in the
the time there will
conversation.
be more questions and more things unfolding when it comes to relationship that we've got with ourselves and with the men in our relations, either as a partners or as a sons or daughters.
It's so important. It opens up a whole new level of dimension, doesn't it? Well, Aga, thank you so much for coming on and chatting with me and catching up and for speaking about your experience and to the listener as well. For anyone who is interested, the next cohort of the Menstrual Coach Academy is open now, so you can join this year's program. 2026, we begin in July 2026. We are currently receiving applications. And if you've any questions at all, send me an email. If you want to have a quick chat, send me an email. Lisa@lisadioncoaching.com. I'll make sure all the links and Aga's Instagram is all in the show notes. So that's it for today. Have a beautiful rest of your week. And thanks, Aga, for joining me. Have a great weekend.
Thank you very much for having me. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
See
Bye-bye.
you. Thanks for joining me on the Menstrual Cycle Mastery podcast. If you'd like to begin this work with me, I run the Menstrual Mastery Collective, a monthly membership where you can dive deep into this work live alongside me and a supportive community. I'm also the founder of the Menstrual Coach Academy, a professional training space for trauma-informed coaching and facilitation. Head on over to the links in the bio to sign up for courses, programs, and grab any resources available. I'm so glad you're here.